So my son was a really world-class athlete, and January 17th of 2020, which, mind you, was an election year, he had a really serious brain injury. And the president found out about it, and he gave me a call immediately. He didn't understand the severity of it, but he heard it in my voice, and immediately he went to work. He called almost every day for 2 weeks checking on Jim, and then he says, I'm going to come see him. The center told us that the short-term memory loss, something would trigger it. Some big event would eventually trigger where he'd start retaining stuff. Until then, he was still having issues. And the president arrived, and for the next 15 minutes, he did nothing but love on my son. That one incident jogged his memory. And from then on, he started retaining things. And Jim's attitude went from this, you know, we're going to get through it, to this, I'm going to get through it. When we got released a little bit, the president said, come to Mar-a-Lago and see me. We go down there, and it's amazing. And when we're leaving, dang it, I hate getting emotional. See, if I talk about my kids, I get emotional. Other than that, you can't make me cry. Anyways, he grabbed my son, and he said, do you know why I love your dad? Do you know why I love your dad? Chrissy tells the story better than I do. And he goes, no, sir. He goes, because he loves you. Because of you. Man, he didn't do it for any other reason. I mean, here's the president of the United States, and he did it just because he cared.